Some aging veterans of World War II are embarking on one more mission related to that long-ago war. In some cases, wives or children are taking on the mission if the vet has passed away. The object is to return Japanese flags taken as war souvenirs from Pacific battlefields. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports on an emotional gesture of peace and reconciliation.
Back in World War II, Woodburn, Oregon's Buck Wetherell fought across the beaches and jungles of Southeast Asia with the U.S. Army's 41st Infantry. After one bloody engagement late in the war, he says he and his comrades looked for souvenirs on the battlefield.
We saw a dead Japanese soldier. The flag was on his pocket. He stuck it out, and I took it off.
The white spaces on the Japanese flag Wetherell picked up were bedecked with calligraphy, personal messages from the soldier's family and friends. This war prize was so common, it has an English name, a good luck flag. 70 years pass. Buck Wetherell is now 93 years old. At the suggestion of his daughters, he decided to try to return the captured memento to the dead soldier's family.
I just thought, you know, the war's over, we're not enemies anymore, we're friends, and they should get the flag back.
And they did. And they're not the only ones. The Japanese consulates in Seattle, Portland, and elsewhere have gotten dozens of inquiries, American veterans or their wives or children asking how to return war memorabilia. And now a Northwest-based nonprofit has sprung up. A Japanese-American couple from Nacelle, Washington, Rex and Keiko Zeke, co-founded the group Obon 2015 to facilitate the return of flags.
Each one is, in most cases, the last surviving trace of that one individual. And back home are wives, children, brothers and sisters who lost that person and nothing ever came back.
The Zeke send the inscribed flags back with help from Japan. Scholars, government ministry workers, a veterans group, and an association of Shinto priests pore over high-resolution digital scans for clues. Rex Zeke compares the task to identifying the owner of a yearbook from the notes scribbled inside the cover 7 decades later.
So I'm honored now very much to introduce a veteran of the 41st Signal Company.
Earlier this week, the Zekes organized what they called a returning ceremony in the Northwest for the first time.
My mother and I present this Yusaki Hinamaru to the Japanese people and hopefully to its return. I promise I wasn't going to do this.
The emotional scene played out at the old train depot in Astoria, Oregon, where once troops shipped out. World War II vets, or sons and daughters like Jeremy Bassett there, and Elaine Locke turned over 5 flags.
It's difficult to let go of it, and is one of the few things I have left of my father. But if it were his, and I lost him in a war, I would want it back.
Keiko Zeke wiped away tears as she accepted the flags. It brings the number her nonprofit has received to nearly 100. Of those, original owners' families have been identified for about 25.
Thank you.
This might be the last recognition some of these families will get. The rest of the repatriation process is usually confidential, and some Japanese families don't want contact. Hiroshi Furusawa is the Japanese consul general in Portland. He told the Americans at the returning ceremony that regardless, they were doing a wonderful and honorable thing.
Your courage, their courage, did not end on the battlefield, but extends to this very day and beyond. In the joy and profound emotional healing you help to bring to families in Japan.
Several other speakers said the gesture of reconciliation is not just about a flag. They said the flag carries the spirit of its owner home. I'm Tom Bonsi in Astoria.